The following message was recorded at Geneva Presbyterian Church in Canton, Michigan, on Sunday, May 22, 2011, at the 10 o'clock service. The scripture lesson was read by T.C. Anderson. It was John 16, verses 12 through 15, Proverbs 8, verses 1 through 8. The message was delivered by Lindsay Anderson, and the title of the message was Wisdom. Please note, the times for reflection later in the message have been shortened for this recording.
Our first scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of John 16, 12 through 15, where Jesus is speaking to his disciples. Listen now for the word of the Lord. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, she will guide you into all the truth. For she will not speak on her own, but will speak whatever she hears. And she will declare to you the things that are to come. She will glorify me, because she will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that she will take what is mine and declare it to you. Our second reading comes from Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 1 through 6. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. O simple ones, learn prudence. Acquire intelligence, you who lack it. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right." The word of the Lord.
Gracious Lord, we pray that you would open us. Unstop our ears. Open our hearts and our minds. Whisper to us your promises and plant your word deep within us. Come and move among us this day and speak your wisdom to our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our gospel reading today gets us right into the heart of a hot theological topic. That is the relationship between Jesus and the Holy Spirit. At the end of Jesus' farewell speech to his disciples, there is a lengthy description of the Holy Spirit, explaining when the Spirit will come, the Spirit's relationship to Jesus, and most importantly, what the Spirit will do. Jesus will send the Advocate, someone to guide them into all truth. The Spirit, the Advocate, will bring them understanding and help them to find God's wisdom and revelation. Whatever truth God has for us, Christ has offered to his disciples in his time on earth, and in Christ's physical absence, the Holy Spirit will remind the disciples of his teachings and help them to make sense of the events of their lives as they are ready to understand them. The Advocate will guide them to discover the revelation of God. Some might call it God's truth or wisdom. This brings us to our second passage and a rather surprising biblical guest this morning. A little known and somewhat enigmatic character, today we are presented with Woman Wisdom, as some scholars have nicknamed her. There is little agreement on who she actually is. Some have identified her as a figure of poetry, some as the principle of order in creation, as a divine attribute that has been personified. And some have said that she is even God's very own self. Some hear the echoes of goddess worship in her form, and others read her as a preface to the first chapter in the Gospel of John about God's word of wisdom, Christ, who was present in the beginning. But our interest this morning is not to parse out her many identities. We will suspend full decision on these possibilities so that we may first consider her message. What does this poem to wisdom have to tell us, we spirit followers, we truth seekers, about God wisdom? In this passage that pre-scores the actual list of the Proverbs, the collected wisdom of our ancestors of faith, we have this poem that seems to seek to explain the essence of wisdom, painting a picture of wisdom that is as ancient as creation. She rejoices before God and jubilates in the inhabited world that God creates. She delights in humanity. She is not choosy, but calls out to all who live. She stands in the city streets and at the gates yelling, promising to love any who would love her in return. She is maybe a little unseemly, this loud woman among the rabble, walking through crowds, perhaps in the marketplace, taking all comers. She is not what we expect. Those in that time or in this who would seek a stoic, scholarly wisdom, or look for her in the inner temple, or even perhaps in a pulpit. She is surprising, unexpectedly appearing in the midst of everyday life and menial tasks, in the jostling crowd with road-dirty feet. She reminds us that wisdom does not always come from where we expect it. And for me, she raises the question, where is wisdom calling out from today? Might it be somewhere that surprises us? While I was in seminary, I interned at a church in the suburbs of Chicago, and there I discovered wisdom in some pretty surprising places. One of my tasks that year was to work with the PADS ministry, a program in which once a week the church would serve dinner and lay out mattresses for anyone who wished to spend the night there. I loved this part of my internship, sharing a meal every week, gathering around a table to shoot the breeze, hear people's stories, and even occasionally wrestle with theological questions. It was the task that I enjoyed most all year. My second major task in this internship was to compile a devotional booklet for the season of Lent. I enjoyed this task a little bit less. I mean, it's kind of high stress. There are like 40 days in Lent, and each one needs a devotion to be written for it. Well, about halfway into the project, on a day when I was particularly stressed by the shortness of time and the lack of people volunteering to write, I headed off to serve dinner at PADS. Preoccupied by my own worries, I was a bit surprised when Tim, a regular guest, approached me and said, "I want to tell you my story. It's my turn to say what I believe." So we sat in a quiet corner, and I listened to the story of his life, his family, the choices and circumstances that had brought him to be homeless and that had brought him to this place. And I listened to where he planned to go from here. And he closed with three pretty amazing statements. He said, "I see divinity in everything. The more you put yourself on the line, the more God will help you. And I guess we can agree on this one thing. God is, without a doubt, love. And love is stronger than fear. So if it's fear, it's not mine. These unexpected words jolted me into a realization. The stresses of my life, my fears of failure, were not mine to carry. And this devotional undertaking was not to be a source of fear and stress, but a source of life-giving words like the ones I had just received from Tim. In that moment, my own prejudices and social training cracked open just enough for me to see that God's wisdom is hiding in unexpected places. So I asked permission, and I put Tim's words into the devotion, and I invited other PADS guests who contributed stories, reflections, and artwork that quickly filled this booklet. And this task that I had dreaded was transformed into a wonderful blessing of listening to people's stories and watching for God's wisdom. And I carry this with me 3 years later and pull it out periodically to remind myself that God's wisdom is all around us, that if we have eyes to look and ears to listen, God speaks to us. I think that this is similar to the invitation that wisdom calls out to us today in our scripture reading. To appreciate wisdom's claim, we need to note the Old Testament's interest in wisdom in general. In the Old Testament, to seek wisdom is to seek knowledge and understanding of the world and of life. And we are to do this because the world is permeated with God's wisdom and revelation. That process of discovering God's embedded wisdom in the world is crucial for shaping a good human life. According to our ancestors in faith, by examining the workings of the world and reflecting on our experience in and of it, we are able to discern the will and desire of God more clearly. The belief that all creation is permeated with God's revelation calls us to the task of looking at each creature, each person, every part of creation as a message bearer, a revelator, a teacher of God's wisdom. Such an approach to life is a witness that is countercultural, to say the least. If I am honest with myself, a little more of this perspective on the world could dramatically alter the way that I choose to honor creation. It could make me pay more attention to the world around me, from the life cycles of my backyard to the rise and fall of national powers. And it could open me to the possibility of God's wisdom and guidance coming from unexpected places, which is the message that I draw from our scripture today. The gospel passage that we read this morning is Jesus reassuring the disciples that he will not leave them to fend for themselves. It is the beautiful promise of God's presence with us in the Holy Spirit. And one of the best parts of this promise is Jesus' insight into our own human nature. "I have many things to tell you," he says, "but you cannot bear them now." There is a sense that the Holy Spirit will guide us into wisdom as we are ready, not in a rush, but in a way that is organic, set at the pace of God's life all around us. So as Christ followers, as Spirit-led people, we look and we listen and we feel around this world until we grasp. We look until we see, and then we look again. Being open to the Holy Spirit's guidance and to the possibility of God in all creation, we become those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, a God that is rejoicing, delighting in the inhabited world, in the goodness of creation, which we are invited to explore and ponder and discover, to find wisdom wherever she may be. So I ask you once more to look around our world. Let us ponder wisdom where she may be found. What is wisdom calling out over the Gulf waters and up the swollen Mississippi River? What stand is wisdom making at the crossroads of Ford and Lilly? What is wisdom calling out from the high places of Wall Street, and what does she holler down the hallways of underfunded public schools? Does wisdom speak English? Does she know how to read? Does she faithfully till a small farm? Does she travel on the network of the great Sequoia's root system? Does she manifest in tropical leaves ground by knowing hands into good medicine? Wisdom is calling from all around us. Where will we hear her call? I would like to end my sermon by doing something a little bit different now. Don't get nervous. It won't be hard. I'm going to invite you to imagine something with me. And then I'm going to invite you to share what you have imagined with the people who are sitting near you. So, find a comfortable position to sit in. Close your eyes, or don't, and let's imagine together. Imagine woman wisdom, the wise word of God in human form. What does she look like? Where do you see her standing? What surrounds her as she calls out today? Imagine her voice. What does it sound like? What is she saying to you? Let us share a moment of gratitude that God's wisdom still speaks to us today. Amen. Now I invite you to turn to the people who are near you and share what you imagined about wisdom, about what wisdom is speaking. If you are very brave, you can even turn to people you didn't come here with. But please do not be shy. Go ahead and share. Let us regather ourselves now. I will close us from these words, with these words from Proverbs. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the road, at the crossroads she takes her stand. Beside the gate in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live." That cry echoes through creation today, wisdom speaking to each of God's followers. May we listen for it. May we chase it down. May we find it wherever it may be hiding, today and forevermore. Amen.
We hope that you enjoyed this message. If you have questions or would like to know more about Geneva Presbyterian Church, please visit our website at genevachurch.org or call the church office at 734-459-0013.